USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he'll meet Sunday with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Secretary of State Antony Blinken. His announcement comes as Russian forces attack a steel plant in Mariupol. The Kremlin says it is attacking the last pocket of resistance there, but otherwise it has captured the port city. Ukrainian officials say there are about 2,000 troops inside the plant, with civilians sheltering in an underground tunnel. Satellite photos from Maxar Technologies reveal what appears to be a second mass grave site near Mariupol that has prompted Ukrainian accusations that Russians are trying to conceal the slaughter of civilians in the city. No response from the Kremlin on the photos. French President Emmanuel Macron has the lead going into Sunday's runoff election over rival Marine Le Pen. He would be the first French president in two decades to win a second term if he's successful. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A Black Lives Matter activist in Memphis will not face charges that she illegally registered to vote. Shelby County prosecutors dropped the charges against Pamela Moses. She was convicted last November and sentenced to prison this past January. Moses sought a new trial in February, which was granted due to the Corrections Department failing to turn over a necessary document. Moses, who had previous felonies, sought to restore her voting rights, thinking she was eligible. Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene was hostile while testifying during a hearing Friday on whether she is eligible to run for re-election. Using a rarely used part of the 14th Amendment, voters in her district said Greene helped facilitate the insurrection on January 6th that disrupted the certification of Joe Biden as the winner of the 2020 election. Georgia's Secretary of State will make the ultimate decision. Wall Street has added another bad week. The Dow dropped nearly 2% overall. It's also the third straight losing week for the S&P 500. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Some sheriffs want a Trump-era pandemic policy to stay in place a little while longer.
70 sheriffs are calling on the White House to extend Title 42 as it's expected to end in about a month. The pandemic-era policy makes it easier for Border Patrol to expel illegal immigrants based on concerns of them spreading COVID-19. Cochise County, Arizona Sheriff Mark Daniels joins Fox News and says sheriffs have been asking the Biden administration for help for a while.
Some folks only look at the stakeholders of the activists, the immigration activists, but I don't think they're paying attention to the men and women in green and blue. And they're certainly not listening to the border communities, the sheriffs, the judges, the mayors, and people down at the border or the landowners themselves.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The civil trial in the case of a murdered University of Virginia lacrosse player is set to go on Monday. Yardley Love was killed more than a decade ago by her estranged boyfriend, George Hughley. Hughley is now halfway through his 23-year prison sentence. The civil suit filed by Love's mother is seeking more than $30 million in damages. A Florida bride and her caterer are accused of serving more than Love to wedding reception guests. They're accused of serving food laced with marijuana to about 30 to 40 people in attendance. One man told deputies he was having a hard time operating his cell phone. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.